Here in Florida, our quality of life is directly connected to the health of the surrounding sea. Coastline development has reduced fish and other wildlife habitat, degraded water quality, and intensified storm impacts. Scientists at Moat Marine Laboratory are working to monitor and understand these effects.
Hi, I'm Haley Rutger, a spokesperson for Moat Marine Laboratory. One issue we're studying is estuarine habitat loss and degradation from development, pollution, and overuse of natural resources. Pollution can be especially serious in tidal creeks. Tidal creeks are rich, productive habitats where young marine animals shelter and feed, so measuring creek health is important. Moat scientists have developed a quick, efficient way to do checkups. They survey for animals like fish, shrimp, crabs, and mollusks, which indicate the health of the water body. Our scientists also survey for certain types of algae growth, which could indicate problems. Moat scientists are the first in the country to monitor tidal creeks with this method, which is now used in 4 Florida counties.
The condition of our water resources directly impacts our economy. Florida's marine environments produce fish and shellfish for the entire country. Coastal tourism, the fastest growing sector of our economy, relies on marine resources for sport fishing, snorkeling, shell collecting, scuba diving, and other water activities. Help keep our water clean by putting trash in proper containers and picking up litter. To learn more about Moat research, visit our website at www.moat.org.
To learn more about tidal creeks, dial 31. To learn more about sustainable fishing, dial 35.